Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com, that's DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Hopefully, this is the last week you hear me with this voice. Now, next week is a best of because I'm having that vocal cord surgery and then a week of silence, a week and a day, 8 days. People say it's impossible for me to be completely silent. So if you're the praying type, I'd appreciate a little mention. Or if you're just the type that wants to have a kind thought sent my way, I'd appreciate that too. Talk show host and vocal cord surgery don't go together usually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had no problem. Well, I've had problems, but I mean, I haven't been as intimidated with like my lower back surgery many years ago, shoulder surgery twice, you know, thumb surgery, things like that. It's like, well, they're going to do what they got to do and then I'll be better. But this one going into this has me a bit anxious, I have to admit. And I mean, I'm nothing but, if not honest with our audience. And that's why I have to admit a bit anxious for this one. So hopefully all goes well. Fingers and eyes crossed. yeah, thanks. Oh. My God, you're just doing it and making yourself look really weird. But that's the plan. So next week, do please tune in for the best of, because I'm pretty darn certain there's going to be a bunch of stuff you hadn't heard. Plus, Chris is going to be doing some opens and maybe some tech news or something, a couple items, things that majorly occur or whatever. Got to get the news out. And then we share with you some stuff. And then the week after, 2 weeks from now, hopefully you don't hear me like this again. And you hear me. This is probably the most hopeful thing, but not like this.
Right. And stay tuned for our next segment coming up in the show, because we're going to tell you exactly why you want to start getting those calls in right now,
yes.
Today. You don't want to wait.
That's true.
You just have to wait a few more minutes till we get to the next segment and tell you why.
Yeah, because we're going to tell you why.
And if you're a regular listener, you may know.
Well, but I think regular listeners, some of which have already been calling in early, knowing that they qualify for what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Just stay tuned. You get the idea. Meantime, some tech news and commentary for this weekend of Friday, June 4th, 2021, during our 26th year on the radio, the original social media.
Amazon's Sidewalk service goes live this next week on June 8th.
That's not a good thing.
No, but it promises to share an encrypted sliver of your home network to other devices nearby as a way to improve their services.
In other words, suck up your bandwidth for your neighbor's devices.
Right.
Now, you're going to tell us, I hope you're ready, because I asked you to be ready to tell me how to fix mine and at the same time our listeners. So grab your phones if you have Ring devices. Yeah,
we'll get to that.
But first,
you know, unless you specifically tell it not to, Amazon will automatically enroll you in Sidewalk.
Oh, how nice of them.
Now, Sidewalk, they say, works like this. Users pool a small encrypted portion of their personal network. I like how they always use words like small and encrypted. And those of other nearby Amazon product users. Now, it's essentially a bandwidth sharing arrangement that they say promises to improve service for devices in certain circumstances.
And of course, bandwidth sharing service is another way to say sucking up your internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Amazon claims that it will use a maximum of about 500 megabytes of your Wi-Fi each month, and that it won't noticeably slow down your internet speed.
Wrong.
Now, this is only for their newer devices, mostly ones made and sold in the last few years. Older generation devices aren't compatible, like the first and second generation Echo devices, I believe, aren't. I think it starts maybe with the fourth generation that they have. Now, fortunately, opting out of this is fairly easy. So if you grab your phone, I will tell you how.
I've got mine in my hand. Tell me how.
Okay, so you have to do this two different places. So for your Echo devices, you have to go to your Alexa app on your device.
Oh, I don't have to go to two different places,
well,
but on my phone.
On your phone. You have to go into two different apps in order to, to opt out.
So first I'm going to go to Alexa. Now, those of you who don't use Alexa or any Ring devices, just bear with us because there's a lot of people who do and who, like me, want to opt out of this goofy thing that Amazon is just opting us into without our knowledge or desire.
Yeah. So you open the Alexa app, and then you click on More, then Settings.
More. Hold on. Settings. Got
it. And then Account Settings.
Account Settings.
And then you'll see one for Amazon Sidewalk. And there.
You got to scroll. Oh, there it is. Yep.
So and there you can make sure it's disabled.
Okay. Hold on.
So that'll take care of your Echo devices.
Disabled.
Okay. And then now if you have Ring cameras, you want to now go to...
Wait, first can we tell people we're also going to have this on our website?
Yes.
Go to intotomorrow.com, look for the show for June 4th for that weekend, and hour one, boom, it's going to be right there because Horatio is going to make sure that he and his team get it posted, the step-by-step instructions. But if you're like me and you've got your phone in your hand and you're following along, okay, now we're in the Ring app.
Right, so you go to your Ring app.
Got
it. You
want
to open the menu and then click on Control Center.
Okay, the menu is the hamburger thing in the upper left. Okay, got it.
Control Center. Then you scroll down and click on Amazon Sidewalk, and you can disable the same setting right there.
Oh, look at that, because it's enabled automatically.
Right. Now, if you don't see an option to disable, then your Ring devices don't support Sidewalk, which is actually something we discovered because I have newer Echo devices than you do, but you have newer Ring cameras than I do. So my Echo devices, I had to turn it off on, but not my Ring devices. And you, it was vice versa.
Yeah, you had to turn it off on.
Right, yeah,
Confusing enough. So there you go. Visit intotomorrow.com if you were driving or otherwise didn't have your phone handy and didn't get that, but you want those step-by-step instructions. You know, if we get enough people to do this, Amazon's going to say, gee, thanks a lot. You know, now our Sidewalk system isn't going to work. Oh, well.
And this is very reminiscent of Comcast's Xfinity Wi-Fi thing, where they basically put it built into everybody's router is a public Wi-Fi network that any Xfinity customer can access. And they claimed, oh, this isn't going to use any of your bandwidth. Well, how can it not? When you have another device connected to your router, whether you can see it or not, it's going to use up some
resources. And you don't know if people are watching videos or downloading music or pirating stuff, whatever. They're using your bandwidth.
Right. And my whole thing is, you know, I love my neighbors. I've got some of the nicest neighbors around, but I spent a lot of money putting a mesh system into my house so that I have enough coverage. They can do the same thing. They don't need to take my Wi-Fi.
But yet it is reminiscent of the Comcast Xfinity nonsense.
Yeah.
And we told people then how to turn that off, too. So if you need to know that, call in and Chris will address that separately.
And it's funny, I remember talking, it was either last week or the week before, about how Comcast kind of surprised me and kind of doubled my speed for the same price.
Yeah.
This whole last week, I've noticed it's been kind of slower because they had been promising me now up to 50 megabits. I've been maybe getting 32, 33.
Well, that's up to, so that's how they cover.
Which is a lot closer to the 25 that I've had, so maybe they were just teasing me.
Yeah, probably. They just turned it up for grins.
Yeah.
And then went, okay, now we'll throttle him back.
That's enough.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, as you were, founder Jeff Bezos has chosen July 5th as the day he will resign as CEO. Don't get too excited because he's transitioning to executive chairman.
See, he should have done it on July 4th. That way, America's Independence Day will also be Amazon's Independence Day.
Oh, that would be good. Although, you know, he's still going to control things. But Andy Jassy will become CEO on that day, which is the same date as Amazon's 1994 incorporation. See, that's why it's July 5th. Yeah. I know. But, okay. Well, good, Jeff. You know, take you and your billions and just be executive chairman, and of course he'll be calling and emailing every day about do this, do that, you know, make sure everybody's turned on for Sidewalk, and we'll make sure everybody's turned off for that, because it's what we do to protect our audience.
Yeah. Now, we've talked a lot about the huge factory that Tesla plans to open soon in Austin, Texas. Well, it turns out that because of a law on the books in the Lone Star State, if Tesla wants to sell its EVs that are made in Texas to Texans, it first has to send them out of the state or find an incredible workaround.
You have got to be kidding me.
This all comes
down... Wait, let me understand this. So Tesla, building a big factory to make cars in Texas, can't sell to people in Texas.
Not directly. So this comes down to Texas's franchise law, which the state legislature likely won't change until at least 2023 when they reconvene again. The franchise law blocks companies like Tesla from directly selling or delivering their locally made vehicles to state residents. Instead, Tesla has to sell its cars to independent third-party dealerships, who in turn sell them to the residents.
Ooh, I think I'll create a third-party dealership in Texas real quick. Yeah. And take 1% off every Tesla sale.
Yeah, so that of course, that doesn't mean that Tesla can't sell its EVs to Texans. It just means that they have to get creative. For instance, Tesla has a number of quote-unquote galleries where Texans can take a look at Teslas, but employees aren't allowed to mention any pricing.
Oh, great. They can say, well, wouldn't you like this car? How much is it? Can't tell you.
Yeah. Texans then can go online to Tesla's website to purchase their EV, but those EVs must not be made in Tesla's Texas factory. Now, once the vehicle is ready and has been paid for online, it's shipped to one of Tesla's service centers where the new owner can go pick it up, because part of the law also says they can't deliver it directly to a consumer.
Now, speaking of cars, boy, have we got something cool to share with our audience. If you have yet to see it, visit intotomorrow.com. We did a whole report on the all-new 2022 Acura MDX. My last two vehicles, personally, have been MDX SUVs, and I like him. Now, I had the first generation and the second generation. For some reason, lack of funds, I skipped the third generation. This is the fourth generation, and it is all new from the ground up, if you will, or from bumper to bumper. And we let other folks that handle car stuff cover the main stuff, you know, the powertrain, the transmissions, and 10 gears, and all of that stuff. We cover tech. So we show you in this video a lot of very cool tech. Now, even if you're not in the market for a new car, but you're curious about some interesting tech, do check that video out at intotomorrow.com. Just look for it. It's upper right if you're on a computer, or scroll slightly if you're on a mobile device. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Very worth watching. Yeah?
It is.
Okay. And while it may have been hard to meet new people over the past 14 months, many Americans sought out new relationships through the faces on their TV screens. Connected TV screens, that is, as 39% of Americans added streaming subscriptions during the pandemic. That's a lot of streaming subscriptions. Almost 40%. So that's pretty cool.
And still nothing worth watching.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about that last weekend.
500 channels now to choose from with all these sources, and still nothing good to watch.
I mean, when I was growing up, we had, what, maybe 20 channels, and there was always something to watch.
When I was growing up, it was black and white, and we had three channels.
Yeah, well, you're aging yourself now.
Well, true. Well, that's what happens when you're 100.
Yeah, that's true. Then.
But that's a good point. So nothing good to watch still on top of that. Oh, are you preparing your bank account?
For?
It's official. Prime Day 2021.
Oh, yay.
Will take place June 21st and 22nd. Whoop-tee-doo. First of all, that's Prime Days, but they're still calling it Prime Day because Google, well, they can't either probably, but Amazon can't count. So that's 2 days, but they're calling it Prime Day, June 21st and 22nd. If you really, really need something and you just want to empty your bank account, then I guess mark your calendar.
Yeah, so you can get ready for all the sales and all the crap that you don't really need but will probably buy anyway and have sitting in the closet for years to come. Oh, wait, maybe that was just my ex-wife.
Yeah. Oh, oh boy, she did a lot of that. Yeah. What, 4 years you've been divorced, you're still finding stuff in the back end of closets, huh?
Yeah, I was clearing out an old closet a few months ago and found a whole bin full of clothes with the tags still on them.
Never been worn.
Never been worn. So I kind of put them aside, and I'll see. Maybe I may start a new Etsy lightly used clothes shop or something.
Not even used.
Yeah,
tags
true.
Are still on them.
Yeah.
Even brand new, just way out of fashion date.
Yeah,
probably.
Gosh. LG is shuttering its contactless mobile payment service in the U.S. after calling curtains on its smartphone business. The Korean electronics giant alerted customers that it's phasing out the LG Pay digital wallet, quote, over the remainder of 2021, ahead of a discontinuation date of November 1st. The decision to shut the service, which arrived in the U.S. more than 2 years after its Korean launch, was hardly shocking. Having closed its mobile division in April, LG wasted little time in withdrawing itself from the market by halting its smartphone production line at the end of May.
Mm-hmm. Which we talked about for a while now. And by the way, I always have to say this because it bothers me. LG does not stand for life's good.
Yeah.
It's Lucky Gold Star, this side door Korean company that makes mostly crap.
Yeah.
Just so you know. And now they don't make phones anymore.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Joe in Gladewater, Texas, listens on KTBB, AM and FM. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dave. I sure do enjoy your show
and
learn something every week.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering about my Apple Watch and the EKG that it takes. I'm wondering how accurate that thing can be. And also, is it better than the other smartwatch or Fitbit-type watches that measure your heart rate? Thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the kind words. We'll do our best. Apple's EKG feature does have FDA approval, and it's reasonably accurate for what it is, of course, but it's not a replacement for a proper EKG that you'd get at a hospital or your doctor's office. Now, there are two separate elements of the EKG feature. One is the watch will try to determine whether your heart is working normally or not, and that's reasonably accurate, but not perfect. But let's face it, you want to know if your heart's working. And two, the EKG wave will be saved to a PDF, which can be shared with your doctor. In studies, the PDF has been enough to determine that a patient is in atrial fibrillation 96% of the time. But on its own, it's not a replacement, again, for a doctor or anything like that. It's just a convenient tool that's always on your body, but is ultimately less accurate than specialized tools, of course.
And I'm going to have a tech news story next hour about a study that was recently done about these and how they've played into the treatment of people with heart conditions.
Ah, so okay.
You want to check that out.
Stay tuned.
Now, as for other smartwatches, Joe, or Fitbits, Apple's EKG feature is not the same as a heart rate monitor. It doesn't just use the infrared sensor on your wrist, but it also takes a conductive reading from the crown on the side at the same time. The heart rate sensor itself is probably comparable to the rest of the heart rate sensors on the market. That technology is pretty mature and has existed in exercise watches that are far more serious than Fitbits for many years now. For the most part, everybody has a fairly reliable version of it figured out.
Yeah. Now, Joe, if you already have the Apple smartwatch and it's doing EKGs for you, fine. But for those listening that might not have it and just want to get the occasional EKG and see if it's at least somewhat accurate and help with your doctor, I use one of those Cardia mobile things, K-A-R-D-I-A. And that's helpful, too, and they're cheap, like $89 these days. So you might want to look into that as well. Stay tuned. Big news coming up in our next segment here on Into Tomorrow.